Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We're a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level by helping you grow your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. You can learn more about us by joining our Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. Huh? That's www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. Now, I wanted to start, I love to start our episodes.
Mom, are you there? Hello, Mom, are you still there? Oh. Well, I'm not sure if I've lost you guys or we've lost Mom. So I'm going to kind of talk just a little bit this week. We are actually going to be talking about how to make more money. Now, you may be sitting here going, wait a second, I thought you were sales trainers. True, and that is exactly right. But when it comes down to it, it is all about making more money. That's the whole point of sales. You know, if you are getting what you want out of life, you're making more money. So this week, we actually have a series of, I think it's three steps, mindsets, techniques, all sorts of pieces we are going to cover this week to help you guys make more money. And I know Mom has a great quote, so I'm hoping she will be able to join us again in just a second or two. But while she's working on that, while she's coming back in, the first thing I want to talk about is, you know, we've always taught mindset, technique, action. That's always been a key to success for us, because if you think about it, without the mindset, you don't have anything. And without the technique, you're going to really struggle. You may want to make money more than anything in the world, but if you don't have the right techniques, you're really going to struggle. So that's what we're going to do again this week. Mindsets, technique, action. The first mindset that you've got to wrap your head around is you have to see value in yourself. And this is something I see a lot of people struggle with. A lot. And I completely understand it because I've struggled with it as well. I've got coaching client after coaching client who has a hard time asking for the close, asking for the sale, because they don't see that value in themselves. There's an old saying, do not set your heart on money, for it will sprout wings and fly away. You know, when we set our self-worth on our bank account, we make it very easy, if we happen to have a bad month, for that to set us up for failure. You know, when I'm teaching sales training, I make a joke about how when I was in sales, it was a self-perpetuating cycle, because I would get towards the end of the week and I wouldn't have made a sale yet. So I would freak out, stress out, screw up a sale because I was stressing out, and I would argue with them instead of just closing and lose the sale, which would stress me out more, which would then make me screw up and lose another sale, which would stress me out more, which would make me screw up and lose another sale. And it just turned into this self-perpetuating cycle. If I hadn't closed a deal by Wednesday, the likelihood I was going to close a deal in any given week was pretty slim. Now, since then, I've grown quite a bit, changed quite a bit. But you have to understand something. How you're doing in your business, how your finances look, how your bank account looks, has nothing to do with the value you bring to the table. You have value. You know things. You are an expert. Recognize that value. Honor that value in yourself. When you can recognize the value you bring to the table, you will have a very different conversation with the idea of making money. Now, the next idea that we want to talk about is to find more people to serve. We are always told, make a list. Make a list of all the people you can serve. And, you know, it's funny that we're talking about this, right? So Mom and I are often so much on the same page that we don't even talk that much during the week to prepare this call. We just somehow always end up being on the same page. And it is funny to me because I was talking to someone this morning, actually, one of my one-on-one clients, about how I focus on serving people. And I told her, I want you to do the same. I want you to find to serve this week. Because that's what makes a difference in your business. That's what makes a difference in your revenue. My focus is just adding value. Mom, are you back on the line?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hey.
That's great.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't sure if they couldn't hear me or I couldn't hear you, so I figured I would just talk and hopefully everything would get sorted out.
Well, you're doing a fabulous job.
Oh, I'm so kind. Well, welcome back
no
to the
problem.
Show, Anna. We're so glad you could join us today. So tell us a little bit on your thoughts about finding value in yourself. That was our first idea that we just talked about. Share a little bit of your thoughts on this one.
Well, you know, it's rather interesting. And tell me, are you getting any feedback? Because I'm trying a couple of things right now to get back into the show. Are you getting any feedback?
I'm not getting any feedback. You're good.
Okay, very good. You know, it's really interesting because I've had two mentors tell me this, that when you desperately need money, you have to take your mind off money. Because the level, you know, we were talking about how your bank account, you have to be careful not to let your bank account dictate how you feel about yourself. Because money comes, money goes. You know, some of the greatest millionaires in the world have been billions of dollars in debt. And so, you know, you have to be really careful not to let the level of your bank account make you feel invulnerable or make you feel so vulnerable that you won't go out and work. But I was working with one of my coaches. It's actually a coach I have helping me with money management and growing my business. And this coach, he said, Anna, what are your goals for the year? And I said, well, you know, and I gave him a monetary amount. And he said, Anna, he said, that sounds good. But he said, how many people are you going to serve? And it really stopped me in my tracks. He said, if your focus is on making money, you may do that, but it's not going to be nearly as fulfilling and satisfying as focusing on the number of people you can serve. And so the shift in my business has become, how many people can I reach out to and touch and let them know what I can do to help them? Because, you know what, if you're focused on helping people, the money comes. The money it sounds really weird, but the less I stress over my bank account and the more I focus on helping people, one, the more excited I get about my business, but two, the more I can really focus on what's important to the client. And, you know, Stephanie, it's so important, and it comes out over and over and over in all the sales stuff I read, all of the posts that are coming out. I even found a blog post today, and I'm going to look for it because I just thought it was a really profound post. It was and the funny thing was is it was talking about blogging. The post was talking about blogging, and they were talking about what five essential elements for content marketing. And I thought, I'm going to check this out to see, you know, what I need to brush up on. One of the things is that effective content puts the reader first. You have to put your audience first. It's about the audience. It's about the reader. It's about your prospect. It's about your customer. When I catch myself self-promoting, I really try to pull back and go, you know, this really isn't about me. This is really about how what I need to do to help you. What are your concerns? What are your needs? What is the best way to help you? And if I can't help them, I'll find someone who will, or I'll give them some resources to turn to for someone who can help them in their budget.
Now, I do want to add a quick note here for our listeners. It's not that you don't set financial goals. It's not that you don't track finances. It's that that's not all of it. You know, I have found over the past few years, and I'm a firm believer, that the only people who make more money than they can spend in a lifetime are the people who simultaneously help more people than anybody else. You see, I tell everyone, if you want to make that kind of money, because I get people all the time, oh, I want to make $1 million, I want to make $10 million, I want to make $100 million. Great. You want to make that kind of money? You have to help. You have to have a goal that's bigger than yourself. And that's the idea behind this. If you want to make money, figure out what you can do that is bigger than yourself to add value to the universe.
Exactly. That can't be emphasized enough. Who are you helping? What is the benefit they're going to enjoy? And then go out and find those people who need what you can help them with. Find a problem you can solve for them, and then present it to them. You know, even if money comes up as an objection, money's really not the true objection, because if we get people to enjoy what we have for them, then guess what? They'll pay to get the benefit. I mean, I've paid lots of money for things that I saw the need to get, and I found a way to pay for them, whether it was through a payment plan or taking money out of my savings. So don't let money get in your way or your customer's way. Focus on how to help them move forward. And you've practically got them eating out of your hand. But they have to know that you care about them first.
And I'll give you a cue with this one. At some point when you've connected, and then we'll move on. At some point when you've connected that closely with helping other people, someone's going to look at you because you are going to be so excited about helping them, and they're going to say, you need to stop being so pushy. And if that happens to you, because, look, when you get this excited, this wound up about your business, your product, you're going to get excited, and someone is going to perceive it as pushy. And I've told people again and again, do not mistake my passion for pushiness.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I know we're running. I'm running a short on time here, so let's go to tip number three. Do you want to take this one, Mom?
Sure. And that is, do the things that create more revenue. So now, while we're telling you, don't let your bank account dictate, you know, make financial goals, but don't let them rule you. You still have to make money. You still have to make money, and you want to spend your time on activities that are going to help you create more revenue. So I'll be honest with you. This is an area that I have struggled with in the past. So I now have a productivity app that I'm using. If you're curious about that, I'll stick it in the Facebook group. But this app is really helping me to think through what are the things I need to do that are going to help me make more money. Now, because the flip side of that, Stephanie, and maybe you've seen it with your coaching clients, but the flip side of that is we kind of get lost in doing things that we're comfortable with but aren't productive for us. And let's talk a little bit more about that after the break. But I'm really excited. We've got an event coming up next week. You and I are going to be doing Black Belt Selling live.
We are. It is a 2-day event. So if you're listening to this call and you are just finding your head nodding and you are going, yes, 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 this is exactly what I need. I need to make more money. I need to connect. and you want details on how to sell your idea, whether that's to get funding for your business, whether that's selling your idea, like actually selling to clients, whatever it is you're looking for, we are teaming up to bring you the sales system in 48 hours. On Friday, next Friday, a week from today, we'll be kicking off at exactly 1 o'clock. So you can spend a half hour with us for Black Belt Selling on the radio and then join us live for Black Belt Selling in person. We'll be talking through the entire weekend, half day Friday, full day Saturday, on how to make the most of your sales. You'll walk out with your entire sales process. It's going to be a pretty stellar weekend. If you're interested in getting details and you're in the Central Texas area, check it out. Get in touch with either mom or me. You can reach me at Stephanie at thestephanieScheller.com. You can reach mom at AnnaJoScheller@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to us in the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/BlackBeltSelling. And let us know you're interested, and we'll set up a plan for how to get you in the room. I did just upgrade us to the big room, so we have room for about 5 more people to join the weekend if you are interested. We have 10 currently registered, and we have room for up to 5 more people to be in the room. So if you are interested, reach out to us. Let us know. We'll work out a deal with you. We'll get you in the room so that you can transform your finances, your future, and your life.
And I want to share, too, that since I'll be making a special trip to San Antonio, I'm going to be at Marie Callender's at 9:30 that morning just to discuss with you, meet up with you, have a chance to get to know you in person. We can have a cup of coffee and visit. That'll be at the Marie Callender's on IH410. Contact me for more details. So, but let's get back to the content. People want to know how to make more money. We were talking about productivity. We were talking about creating more, doing things that create more revenue. Sometimes, Stephanie, and this is a black belt mindset idea, but sometimes we have to force ourselves to do the things that we really are not comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or the things that seem mundane and maybe we're thinking, I've tried calling that person 5 times already and they never pick up. But you have to discipline yourself to do those things and actually schedule time to do them, put them in your schedule. That way you've set aside the time to do it and don't schedule anything over it.
I remember when I was studying long distance, right, and one of my biggest challenges for martial arts has always been my jumps, my jump kicks. I don't like them. I am, you could say, vertically challenged, or I have been in the past. It's always been a challenge for me to do these jumps. And I would go and I would just spend 20 minutes just jumping. It was the most painful. I hated it. But you know what? They stopped picking on me about my jump kicks. They stopped telling me, Steph, you have to get into the air. I started actually getting some height on those kicks. It's not one of those things you love doing. No one wakes up and says, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to sit in my forward stance for 5 minutes, right? But it's one of those things that you have to do because you can't get a black belt if you can't do your stances right. And you can't make sales if you can't make phone calls, if you can't get in front of people to complete these revenue-producing activities. So, yeah, you have to practice the basics. No one enjoys it necessarily, but it's important for all of us.
Absolutely.
Now,
here's
a couple of actual techniques. I'm going to give you some actual techniques for how to make some more money, because as I said at the beginning, we love giving you the mindset. We love giving you the technique, because without one or the other, you're really – kind of in trouble. So the first technique I want to tell you, and this is someone, again, you know, like I mentioned earlier, it's funny to me how often mom and I are on the same page, because I delivered a talk on Wednesday about time management, and I had this guy come up to me and talk to me afterwards about how his time is all over the place. I said, you know, the biggest tip I can give you is say no more. Say no a lot more. You want to talk about the power behind that one, Mom?
Well, I actually had been invited. I'd been offered a free ticket to go to a fabulous conference, and I so wanted to go. But even though the ticket was free, there was the airfare and there was a few other things. And I really had to sit down and think if this was something that was going to further my goals now or if this was something that I would have to wait to enjoy another time. And I actually, we're going to talk about the value of coaching. A coach actually sat me down because I was going to go. And this coach sat me down and said, Anna, you need to look at your business right now and make sure that this is moving you in the direction of the goals that you have. And as it turned out, as I was looking at my calendar, I thought, no, I can't be away from the business right now. I've got these other things that have to be taken care of, and it's difficult to take care of things long distance. So I had to look, and as hard as it was, because I'd already told the person that had invited me I was going to go, I had to contact them and say, I'm really sorry, I can't make it. That was hard. But uh-huh. What it did was it freed me to focus on revenue-producing activity for the two businesses that I have. And when you say no to something, you're saying yes to something else. And that's part of focus. You have to stay focused on the activity so that there may be great opportunities. If they're for you, they will still be there when you're ready for them. But you need to keep your nose to the grindstone, and you sometimes just need, not sometimes, a lot of times we have to say, I'm not going to go to the movies right now. I'm going to work on my blog. I'm not going to go to the show. I'm not going to go to that conference because I need to make money right now, not spend more money. Whatever the reason is, and it doesn't mean that that's a bad thing. It just means for you, you need to say no. And so you can say yes to your achievement, yes to your success. And
keep
I'm telling
in mind,
people like, oh, go ahead.
For everybody, every time you say yes to something, you are saying no to something else.
Exactly.
And I want you to think about it. Think about what you're saying no to. By saying, yes, let's go get coffee. Yes, let's do this. Yes, let's do that. Are you saying no to your dreams? Are you saying no to spending time with your family? Because guess what tends to get sacrificed the quickest? Time with family, friends, hobbies, the things that keep you physically and mentally healthy. So by saying yes to everything, you're saying no to your own personal well-being. And in my opinion, it's not worth it.
Right, and there'll be a time to say yes, but right now you have to stay focused because, again, when you say yes to something else, you're saying no. But when you say no to things that aren't helping you progress along your path, then you're also saying yes to moving forward faster. And that's critical. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you accelerate your growth and help you grow faster so that you can realize your dreams a lot sooner. Wow, where's the time gone? We need to get through this last one.
I know.
Because, good grief.
Honestly, this
last
one is my favorite. So the last one, you know, the biggest thing I can encourage you to do is go get a coach. And, you know, when I first started promoting this, first I felt guilty because I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm a coach. Mom's a coach. You know, people are going to think we're trying to self-promote. And really, here's the truth. I don't really care who you work with. Work with somebody and work with someone who knows what they're doing. I'm not a fit for everybody. I've let go of coaching clients because it wasn't a good fit. I wasn't able to get them what they needed. They weren't able to get what they needed for me to make it worth both of our time. So it's not always going to work. Find someone, though. Mom, you've had stories like this, too, but I've put off hiring a public speaking coach. And finally, someone happened to fall into my arena, someone that I really liked, I was impressed with, and the price was right. So I said, you know what, let's go ahead, let's kick this off. Now, I had hired this guy to help me break into keynote speaking. That was my goal. And I looked at this as I'm going to be paying him money to deliver, to teach me how to do keynote speeches, and I might make that money back at the end of the year, right? Because it's a long process to get to where you're going to do keynote events, to be the keynote speaker. And so I looked at it as, you know, I might make my money back by the end of the year. I will tell you guys, I have had two contracts go through. I just started working with this guy about 2 months ago. I had two contracts go through that is worth six times what I've paid him so far, that I know they would not have gone through if it weren't for the feedback he'd given me, the advice he'd given me. And he helped me style the contracts, write the contracts, send the proposals over. I mean, even though that's not the keynote speaking, he still has experience in writing that. And that was what my coach always told me. As a coach, you need to make sure you deliver five times the value you charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
can tell you every
Absolutely.
Time I've hired a coach, they have. They have.
Well, we absolutely want to encourage you to get a coach. It, you know, teams don't excel without a coach. Sports teams
uh-huh.
don't excel. You don't get to the Olympics without a coach, and you don't get to the success level you want without a coach. And
uh-huh.
I think there's really enough being said there. But we're actually coming down to the last few minutes of the broadcast, and I want to make a special offer to our guests. So we are always looking for interesting guests, and we would like to start showcasing some of you that have success stories. You don't have to be completely where you want to be, but where has sales helped you grow your business? How have you grown as a result of the principles that we talk about? Well, we are looking for success stories to feature on our broadcast. And it is easy to get an appointment. I'm the one who does the scheduling. It's easy to get an appointment with me to talk about if this is a good fit for you. So I'm going to invite our listeners to contact me, get on my schedule by going to bit.ly/BBS show. That's bit.ly/BBS show. You'll get a 15-minute slot on my calendar, and we'll talk about what it takes to get you on the show and how that's going to benefit you. So I really want to reach out to our audience, whether you're listening to us live or you're listening to the podcast. Please reach out to me. Let me know if you're interested. I would love to have a chat with you and see if we're a good fit to help you get your message out, and also to help other people be encouraged by what you have. So, again, that's bit.ly/BBS show. Next week, we're going to be talking about how to be unstoppable in your business, so you do not want to miss next week's show.
Mm-hmm.
Close us out, dear.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us this week. Thank you for making Black Belt Selling what it is. Without you, we would not be here. We love being on the show every week for you, our listeners, whether you're live or on the recording. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the meantime, head over to the Facebook group. Check us out, facebook.com/groups/BlackBeltSelling. Join the group. Positive, encouraging, uplifting, inspiring information every single week. For now, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna, signing off, telling you to make it a great week. And we are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Have an awesome day.